to the Pandya Arbitration Global Podcast. I'm Dr. Abhijit Pandya, and I'm on my own again in the studio. We're going to talk about something very important and hopefully beneficial to a lot of people. And this is about frustrations in work. And frustrations in work can come result in people getting fed up, throwing toys out the pram, or being depressed and being unproductive. Amongst other things, and then they take that pressure home with them and potentially impacts on their family or domestic life. Now, we're going to talk about unhappiness caused by two things. Firstly, internal things, internal to the workplace, so something is going wrong at work, or external, something about yourself or something outside of work that's impacting you within work, and how we can sort of work to minimise those impacts. So, firstly, internal things, that go wrong in work. Now, normally, assuming the person isn't too tired and they know their role reasonably well, things that upset people is feeling valued. That's sort of something near the top of the list. And the problem with feeling valued is other people around you have got to be emotionally receptive to your let's say psychological needs. So we all need to be told that we've done a decent piece of work, sometimes, not all of the time, and sometimes we need to be appreciated, because as a social animal we behave by reciprocation. So when we feel that we are valued, we tend to reciprocate that value back, and that comes out as enthusiasm at work. And in order to do this, sometimes it's worth putting the shoe in the other foot. Let's take ourselves as employees for a moment and think about the three or four types of people that we interact with at work. Now, the first type of person would be a line manager or a boss or a director. Second type of person would be people you have to work with on specific projects. And the third type of person is people you don't have to work with but occasionally collaborate with. And finally, you've got people that you never work with and just interact socially in a work setting. Now, if you were to get a pen and piece of paper and write down all those people, and then next to it draw a little line or column and work out, let's head that column as things that make these people happy, and then draw another column and say that things that make these people unhappy, and we kind of fill that in to the end. What we'll discover as we think about it is that we don't actively think enough about other people's emotions emphatically. So, with empathy. Now, what that means is that if we're not thinking about other people's emotions with empathy, they're not likely to subconsciously reciprocate those to us. So they're not going to be thinking about our emotions and how we feel and have empathy towards our day-to-day ups and downs. By monitoring each other in this way, we can increase the reciprocal behavior of goodwill between us and reduce those internal problems that are going to end up in people being unproductive at work, within the workplace, and also feeling less valued. And the worst situation, of course, that arises from that is people sort of leaving their jobs or being unproductive for some other reason apart from their ability to do the work, and that leads to their dismissal, and then they're upset and they end up in court, or worse still, they just go into a little spiral of 3 or 4 months just being depressed. So a lot of that can stem from how we feel that we're valued, and if we want to be valued, then we need to be working on how we value other people. Once we do that, we can then turn around and say, well, look, you know, I don't behave like this. I value everyone at my workplace. I expect a bit more back from everybody else. But really, the thing's got to start from us. We can't expect others to move. And that will be subject matter of a different podcast I'll do called Passive Leadership, where we talk about how we move towards other people and realise how their emotions go up and down, and how to help them when they're struggling. And how to notice when they're struggling as well. So that's internal stuff. Now, externally, there's a slightly different series of situations. But a lot of those can stem around self-esteem and self-worth. So how do we feel about ourselves? Now, if we are basically having to leave work half awake and require two bottles of wine or a bottle of wine to kind of relax ourselves, over time that's going to cause us some serious performance damage and serious damage in terms of relationships that we interact with. Partly because not everyone wants to be around someone inebriated Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, let alone the weekends. The level of social interaction you're getting is not going to be as good as it could be if you were not so tired and not so fatigued, and also not carrying that lack of self-esteem to other parts of your life outside work. And an increasing way around this, people are finding, is meditation. So just 5 to 10 minutes, 15 minutes of meditation seems to be allowing people to center themselves and focus more on where their minds are wandering, and focus more on what they really, really want out of life and what they really value. Because as we get on in life, of course, time tends to sort of disappear faster and faster. So, and now, of course, the University of California, UCLA in Los Angeles, University of California, has done a medical study which proves that medication actually enhances brain function and staves off brain degeneration, and it also increases well-being. So that adds to a little bit of positivity in your life. If you're not already doing exercise and eating blueberries and that sort of thing, you might want to add meditation to give you that another bit of an edge in your day-to-day well-being. And of course, if you're not doing any of these things, then look at all exercise, diet and your mind as well. But the mind is often forgotten by people. People will do yoga physically, but they forget that there's also mental yoga. And mental yoga can also enhance your well-being, increase your self-esteem and self-worth by redirecting you on what you really want out of life. Now, if you go into work, so back to the internal, if you go into work knowing what you really want, you're really focused, and at the same time you're being treated well because you're minding other people's feelings, that's going to make you a far more effective employee. And we would say that in the long run, increase your chances of promotion. And overall, you're just going to get more value out of life by feeling good about your work. So those are things to bear in mind for this week. I hope that's a useful sort of outline of three topics some of which we'll take into much more detail over time. And do please get back to us on any questions at Pandio Arbitration Global. We really want people to, with our new consultancy product, Better Work Pro, to really improve their lives at work. And our email address is on our website, but also info@parbitrationg.com. Or you can just Google Pandio Arbitration Global and you'll find the email address on our website. Okay, have a lovely, fantastic few weeks at work. And hopefully, that will inspire you to keep going. Thank you.